Yeah, just I introduce myself because someone see me first time today. So my name is Mike Yu. I'm Korean. I was born Korean, and I'm living here for 18 years. So yeah, my Korean name is Hwan Sung, but it's a bit difficult pronunciation to you. Even Korean, my best friend still can't pronounce it exactly my name. Even he's Korean. So yeah, they're ridiculous anyway. Yeah, just call me Mike. That's a Reverend Mike or Pastor Mike. Mike. It's okay. And also thanks for our church band for playing this beautiful music. So I'm really proud of you and it's really great. Thank you. And also thanks for the Bible reading, the Lori and Candy. Thank you for the Bible reading. Yeah, today's theme is the diverse gifts. So have you ever watched some those talent shows, like some American Got Talents or Australia Got Talent, something like that, where someone suddenly pulls out an incredibly weird but amazing talent, like playing the piano or guitar by toes, not hands, toes, or the solving a Rubik's Cube while blindfolded. We all have something unique we can do, don't we? Let me ask you something fun. If you had to compete in some talent show like American Got Talent, right now, what would be your act at the talent show? Maybe you're the person who can organize a messy room in record time. So who's good at the organizing the messy room? I'd like to ask you my room. Or perhaps you're the one who can somehow remember everyone's birthday without looking at Facebook. You know, everyone's birthday, no? All right. Some of you might be thinking, well, I can make the world's best chocolate chip cookies. To change it? Ah, no one here. Oh, sad. While others are silently proud of their ability to calm down crying babies with just a smile. So a friend called me baby killer because when I see some baby, look at some baby, the baby usually crying. So he called me, "You are baby killer, Mike." So what are you good at? Take a moment to reflect on this question. Perhaps you're skilled at cooking, teaching, or fixing things. What are some abilities you can do better than others? Some of us might be natural leaders, while others excel at encouraging people or managing finances. I'm reminded of a story of a church community I once knew. There was an elderly woman named Judy who couldn't participate in many physical activities due to her aging. But she had an extraordinary gift for remembering people's stories and needs. Frequently, she would send thoughtfully written cards to those going through difficult times, while others served through music or teaching. Judy's ministry of encouragement touched countless lives through her handwritten notes. Her gift might have seemed small to some, but its impact was profound. In our reading today, we encounter two powerful passages about spiritual gifts and divine manifestation. In John 2:1-11, we witness Jesus' first miracle at the wedding in Cana, where he transformed water into wine. This wasn't just a display of power, it was a gift that served a specific need at a crucial moment. It prevented the embarrassment of the hosts and brought joy to the celebration. Most importantly, it revealed his glory and led his disciples to believe in him. Turning to 1 Corinthians 12:1-11, Paul provides us with a comprehensive teaching about spiritual gifts. He emphasizes three crucial points that we need to understand. First, all genuine spiritual gifts come from the same source, the Holy Spirit. Paul writes, three are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. Just as the water turned to wine came from Jesus' divine power, our various abilities flow from one divine source. And second, notice the diversity of gifts Paul mentions. Wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing, miraculous powers, prophecy, discernment, speaking in tongues, and interpretation. This variety isn't random or accidental. Each gift serves a specific purpose in God's grand design, just as different parts of a body serve different functions. And third, and perhaps most importantly, Paul emphasizes that these gifts are given for the common good. The Spirit doesn't distribute the gifts to elevate individuals, but to build up the entire community of believers. Consider how this played out at the wedding in Cana. Jesus didn't turn water into wine to show off his powers. He did it to meet a need, to preserve the joys of the celebration, and ultimately to reveal God's glory. Similarly, our gifts aren't meant to draw attention to ourselves, but to serve others and glorify God. Think about your own gifts. Maybe you're not performing miracles like turning water into wine. Please put your hands up. Who can change the water into wine? That's your identity, value of skills, make money, right? But perhaps you have the gift of hospitality that makes people feel welcomed and valued. Maybe you have the gift of teaching that helps others understand God's word more clearly. Or perhaps, like Judy, I mentioned, with her cards, you have the gift of encouragement that strengthens others in their faith journey. These diverse gifts exist for the unity of our church community in the love of God. They are not meant for boasting or showing that we are better than others. When we use our gifts to serve God and His people, we participate in something beautiful, the body of Christ, functioning as it was designed to. Remember, the same Spirit who enabled Jesus to turn water into wine, the same Spirit who gave the early church the power to spread the gospel, that same Spirit lives in you. Your gift, whether it seems spectacular or ordinary, is a divine talent meant to contribute to God's work in the world. My brothers and sisters, in St. Albans and Sydenham Caroline Springs United Church, as I stand before you on my first Sunday as your minister, I want to share my excitement about our journey ahead together. Like those different gifts Paul described, each one of us in these congregations bring something unique and valuable. Some of you have been serving faithfully here for years, teaching, organizing, maintaining this beautiful church, visiting those who are unwell or quietly supporting others through prayer. Sorry. Others might still be discovering your gifts. I believe that God has brought us together at this time for a purpose. Just as Jesus' first miracle at Cana showed us how divine gifts bring joy and transformation to a community, I look forward to seeing how our combined gifts, yours and mine, can work together to serve God's purpose in St. Albans and Sydenham Caroline Springs. Whether your gift is hospitality, organization, music, teaching, encouragement, or something else entirely, every gift matters in building God's kingdom here in our local community and beyond. Let's embark on this journey together, supporting one another, celebrating our diverse gifts and serving God's purpose in our corner of the world. Thank you for welcoming me into your church family. May God bless us as we work together to share His love with our community. Amen. Let us pray.